From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the death toll rises dramatically in the wake of a large earthquake in Nepal. A strong earthquake in Nepal, followed by strong aftershocks, has killed at least 600 people and injured many more. That toll is expected to rise. The shallow 7.8 magnitude quake struck just before noon Saturday, about 80 kilometers northwest of Nepal's capital of Kathmandu, collapsing buildings and walls in the city and sending families into the streets in panic. A 6.6 magnitude aftershock hit more than an hour after the initial quake. Numerous people have suffered broken limbs and other serious injuries. VOA Steve Herman says the quake was felt throughout a wide geographic area.
This quake was felt over a wide area. It was also felt over much of India, including the capital, New Delhi, and even people have evacuated buildings in New Delhi from the aftershocks that are shaking the region right now. The earthquake was also felt in the small Himalayan country of Bhutan. A friend of mine was on an airplane at Bagdogra Airport in West Bengal. She was about to take off, and she said that the quake shook that plane there. So it's covered a very wide area, and from a quake of this magnitude, we can expect significant devastation and casualties.
An historic tower built in the 19th century in Kathmandu collapsed, with reports that scores of people may be trapped in the rubble. The earthquake caused an avalanche on Mount Everest, killing at least 8 people and injuring and trapping others. More on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hardline Syrian rebel groups entered the town of Jisr al-Shagor in Idlib, sending government troops fleeing after intense clashes that have seen them take nearly all of a crucial province. Officials say that could lead to cutting government supply lines by land leading to the Mediterranean coast and a refuge of embattled President Bashar Assad. The town is one of the last bastions of the Assad's government in the area, and fighting around it continued Saturday. The offensive, which rebels have called the Battle of Victory, comes less than a month after the provincial capital, also called Idlib, fell to the opposition. Anzac Day commemorations have been held across Australia and New Zealand. In Canberra, 120,000 people attended a dawn service to remember the ill-fated Allied landing at Gallipoli in 1915. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
To many Australians and New Zealanders, the slaughter at Gallipoli in northwestern Turkey saw their fledgling nations come of age. Both were former British colonies and had gone to war as independent countries for the first time. The sacrifice and heroism of the Anzacs, the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps, are widely credited with instilling a sense of national self-confidence. In New Zealand's capital, Wellington, Australia's Governor-General Peter Cosgrove said the Anzacs had created unshakable ties between the Pacific neighbours.
The bonds that were created there and existed thereafter were built on trust and respect and a shared experience. That bond continues to bind our nations together forever.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Police in Pakistan are investigating the killing of a human rights activist in Karachi. Police say gunmen on a motorcycle shot into a car, killing Sabine Mahmood and wounding her mother late Friday. Police say Mahmood had just left her restaurant where she hosted a program about rights abuses in rest of Balochistan province. It is unclear if Mahmood's killing is tied to that political program. Thousands of South Koreans marched in Seoul for the second straight day Saturday to protest government labor policies and the handling of a ferry disaster that killed more than 300 people a year ago. Thousands of demonstrators supporting the relatives of the ferry disaster victims gathered for a rally on the same downtown street where protesters violently clashed with police last weekend, leaving dozens injured. Saturday's rally ended peacefully without any reported injuries, according to an official from the National Police Academy who didn't want to be named. Hundreds of people marched silently from several locations to participate in the evening rally, many of them wearing face masks and yellow scarves and jackets, the color that's come to symbolize the plight of the families. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.